So it's a big change. So what we do with sparkling wines is the ripening process is earlier in the season. We're looking at picking grapes at, say, from 9.5 through to 11 Baume on the sugar scale, rather than trying to look for 13 or 14 Baume. We're looking for natural acidity in the grapes. So that's brought our season forward probably 6 weeks, I guess. Then we're making the base wine here. So essentially that's treated like a white wine. We cold ferment that. We try to keep as much pristine fruit flavour as we can in the wine. Then we've had to partner with another winery to do the secondary fermentation. So with the sparkling wine, the track we've decided to take is a really premium product. So we do a bottle fermentation of the wine in the bottle, and then that's aged for a period of 6 to 12 months so that the yeast lees in the bottle add to the flavour, aroma and the texture and the character of the wine. Then the wine is disgorged from the bottle, which means the bottle is shaken to get all the yeast cells down into the neck of the bottle. We have to get that out and then top the wine up. We put a cork in it and a mucilage on and we clean it up ready for sale. But essentially, it's a two-stage process with the sparkling wine, and it's fermented in the bottle. So, yeah, quite a big change for us.
Picking early, are there any advantages to taking those grapes off your vines 6 weeks earlier?
There's a few advantages for us. We're very cool here. We're also in a summer rainfall zone, as you know, in the New England. We also, because we've got isolated vineyards, we suffer a lot of bird pressure. So one of the benefits for us is by picking earlier, the birds are only just starting to give us damage, so that means we can not net the vineyard. And in the past, we've lost nearly half our crop at times, which is really a difficult position to be in. So we're retaining more tonnage of fruit. We're getting less disease because the grapes have still got more acidity when we're picking them. And because we're a very cool site, at times we could be picking very late in autumn and struggling to get our sugars up, whereas that's the ideal environment for sparkling wine. So you're getting those lovely fruit flavours at, say, 10 to 11 Baume.
Why now? You've been in the game for, what, more than a decade now. Why change the range now?
Yeah, look, it's a good question to ask. We got into the wine industry in the late 90s, and 99 we bought the place. We probably did what a lot of small people getting into the industry did. We got our site, we planted a range of varieties, we built the winery, and we saw what would work. We probably had six varieties at that stage. Now, the wine industry went through the whole turmoil of oversupply. We had Woolworths and Coles, we had the GFC, we had the high dollar, which killed the export market for wine. So it was like a perfect storm. And I think a lot of people have left the industry in that time. And those of us that are still here have really tried to look for a niche and find things that we can do really well and that the consumer is prepared to pay a good dollar for, so that we can make a profit and invest back in the business. So it took a long time, really, of seeing what would work. In the early days, we were blessed in a lot of ways too. When we put our Pinot Noir in, we planted a clone called MV6, and the other vineyard that we share farm, also the owner of that vineyard, Roger Flower, he planted MV6 too. So as we started working with both those vineyards, we found that was the ideal clone to have planted to do a sparkling wine with. So I guess...
Was that by chance or just good planning?
No, it wasn't at all by good planning at the time. It's worked out really well for us. Roger always had the view to trying to do some sparkling wine off his block down at Black Mountain. For me, I always saw red table wine as more of a way to go. But, yeah, it worked out well for us.